Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Could there be a way to help senior homeowners with their cash flow needs without saddling them and ultimately their families with high costs? That's a key question that Ken Harney from the Post tackled. You know, there's millions of seniors right now are flooding into their post-retirement years, and many of them with equity in their homes, but insufficient income to handle expenses over the long term. And if they want to stay in their homes, they can opt for a government-insured reverse mortgage, which may provide them cash in exchange for repayment plus interest after they die, move out, or sell. Or they can apply for a home equity line of credit from a bank. But there are problems with both choices. See, the dominant government-insured reverse mortgage program comes with high upfront lender fees, mortgage insurance premiums, and newly toughened financial qualification requirements. A home equity credit line may be difficult for seniors to obtain because they cannot qualify on credit or debt-to-income grounds in today's stricter underwriting environment. So some seniors have a new option, though, and one that ties into increasingly popular peer-to-peer lending. It's a family-funded reverse mortgage known as the caregiver loan. It allows any number of children and grandchildren to pool resources to provide a flexible line of credit at interest rates far below the commercial reverse mortgages that lenders charge, and with far fewer hassles. In intra-family lending, there's no bank or mortgage company. Family members are the bank. Okay, let me give you an example. So say you and two siblings want to help mom and dad who are in their late 70s. You and your siblings are all doing well enough that you have at least some cash to spare. Ultimately, you want to retain your parents' house for the estate once your parents pass away, keep costs to a minimum, and sell the property only when you, not a faraway bank, chooses to do so. So you sit down with mom and dad, and you determine that at least for the foreseeable future, they will need about $1,500 in additional income a month. You and your siblings agree to apportion the payments among yourselves in some way, maybe a commitment of $500 a month each for a period of years. You also pick an interest rate that achieves a win-win result for you and your parents, say 3% annually, which is much lower than commercial lender would charge, but higher than what you've been earning on your bank deposits or your money market funds, right? So there are no required upfront fees. It's mom and dad, after all. What you need at this stage is help with putting all the details of your agreement into a legally binding reverse mortgage, which is recordable at a local courthouse. This is where enters the National Family Mortgage, which is a Massachusetts-based company that has helped facilitate and service nearly $290 million in intra-family loans in recent years. Again, that's called the National Family Mortgage Company, which is a Massachusetts-based company. So the company is expanding its menu to include reverse mortgages, and they will set up a mortgage between you and your siblings to help mom and dad. Timothy Burke, who's the National Family's founder and chief executive, says the caregiver concept is in response to requests from the company's existing clients for a plan that helps with the post-retirement years. National Family does not loan money itself. Instead, it just helps structure and customize lending arrangements among relatives. Documentation, accounting, recordation, closing and servicing for home loans made by relatives who wish to keep the money in the family. For reverse mortgages, it offers step-by-step assistance online plus a calculator that allows participants to see how various contribution and disbursement arrangements would play out over time. National Family's fee for its services, a flat $2,500. Can there be complications and downsides to an intrafamily reverse mortgage? Well, absolutely. Although agreements can be tailored to almost any family's needs, the fact remains that family members don't always agree and don't always get along. But to handle this, the loan documents structured by National Family can make provisions for various eventualities. For example, individual co-lenders might have to drop out or reduce their contributions, or mom and dad might forget to pay their property taxes or homeowner insurance, and somebody needs to be in charge of handling unexpected expenses. Burke recommends that total loan commitments not exceed 65% of the home's current value, and that all participants consult with professional financial advisors before signing on. Does this sort of deal work for your family? Perhaps. For every family? Hardly. But if you think it might work for yours, check out the details at www.nationalfamilymortgage.com. Thanks, Ken Harney. We think of Indiana Jones. We think of finding relics, if you remember the opening scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Well, the National Mapping Center is using LIDAR, which are light pulses, in Belize to survey Caracol, which was a Maya city more than 1,000 years ago. Colorado State University archaeologist Chris Fisher found out about LIDAR in 2009. He was surveying the ruins of Angamuco in west central Mexico the traditional way, with a line of grad students and assistants walking carefully while looking at the ground for bits of ceramics, the remains of an old foundation, or even a tomb. He had expected to find a settlement, but instead he happened upon a major city of the Pirapicha Empire, who were rivals of the Aztecs in the centuries immediately preceding the Spanish conquest of Mexico in 1519. The site covered 5 square miles. Traditional surveying would have taken years, so he turned to a technology that uses pulses of light to penetrate the forest and ground cover to reveal what lay beneath. In 2 seasons, we had surveyed only 2 square kilometers of about 500 acres. But with this new technology, LIDAR, we mapped the entire city in 45 minutes. So don't be surprised if we start to see LIDAR technology come into surveying real estate. Think about it. Being able to decide whether real estate actually has a settlement from some other bygone era as property is cleared, this will become a regular part of real estate development. That's my prediction for the future. Do you know where the elderly live the best in the world? Any ideas? I think some of y'all know. We've heard it before on the news that Norway and Sweden are ranked best countries for elderly. At some point in all of our lives, we start to think about where do we want to live when we get older. That might be that you want to live at the beach, or you want to live in the mountains, or you'd like to live in a foreign country. Some people say Costa Rica, some say Norway. Well, guess where you should live to live in the best-ranked country for the elderly? Well, Norway or Sweden. See, the world will see a historically high percentage of seniors by 2050, and most countries are ill-prepared to take care of them. But for the second year in a row, Norway was ranked the best country for elderly people, followed by Sweden. And this is according to what's called the Global Age Watch Index, which tracks the well-being of seniors in 96 countries. As in 2013, guess what came out of the bottom? Yep, Afghanistan. The top 5 also include Switzerland, Canada, and Germany. Sweden held on to the top spot due to its well-established pension system and excellent health care and social support for its elderly. Switzerland took the Netherlands' place in the top five. The U.S. placed number 8, which isn't too bad, which is the same ranking it had in 2013. By 2050, for the first time, there will be more seniors over 60 than young people under 15, and most countries lack the services and infrastructure to care for them, according to a September 2013 report. This is where I'm coming from. 11 years ago, when I started this show here on WMAL, I discovered an audience of listeners who were mostly 55 to 85, who get up early on a Sunday morning because they're not up partying the night before. Well, so many of you have taught me a lot about what it means to get older and the challenges that you face, so that I've become a senior real estate specialist. But more important to me than that is to continue to help and discover how I can assist in the big transition that many of us are facing as we are getting older, which is one of the reasons why I started Widow Care, to help widows and widowers in distress, and one of the reasons why I've written a guide on right-sizing. Ultimately, I want to be a part of the big transition and lead and help. And you're providing a lot of insight as you email me and give me your thoughts on the show and even make suggestions on things you'd like to hear about. That helps me help you better and help other people who might have similar things that they would like to hear. So I invite you to reach out to me, and you can email me directly at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. You can also go to our website at ericstewartgroup.com to download any of our free guides or to listen to past shows. You can also sign up for our blogs, and once or twice a week, we'll put out some information, usually relevant to what we're talking about on the show or something else having to do with real estate, but never a waste of time. At ericstewartgroup.com, you can get all that information and so much more. Okay, you've sold your house, and moving day arrives, and then what happens? What could go wrong on your moving day right after this?